Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We have Dan Buffett joining us here in a moment. One of the features, the new season of Ozark out today.
There is no choice here. Marty, stop. We have to call the police.
I want you to forget it, okay? Or do you want to just role play it? Okay? I'm Detective Whoever, and you're the wife of the top money launderer for the second largest drug cartel in Mexico. Go. I mean, come on. Policeman jail time or witness protection program, the best if we even get that far.
If we make it that far, the kids and I are in danger.
What do you want to hear? You know, people who drive trucks full of cash onto scales to weigh it because there's too much to count. They don't exactly have a code of ethics that they adhere to. We're not going to the police.
Gives a new meaning to dysfunctional family. And I remember watching the first episode of Ozark. How are you, Dan? Good afternoon, first and foremost.
I'm doing well. I don't think I'm really well, really ready for that Marty Bird, Wendy Bird kind of drama. But that the Ozark drama is a very unique drama. Yes. So I'm still preparing before I start the season.
You know, I was going to say, though, when I watched the first episode of this many years ago, you had to get through that first episode and sort of figure out what they were doing in the, you know, in the trip to Missouri.
Right.
They moved from Chicago. Something happens if you haven't seen it. And once you kind of suspend that disbelief and you settle in, it got really good. And I think that this was a show that in seasons two and three were better than season one. And Laura Linney, Dan, I don't know how you feel. I love her. I've been a fan for a long time. I think she is maybe doing the best work she's ever done in Ozark.
Mm-hmm.
And a little underappreciated,
amazing.
Too.
Totally agree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and you got to think that the evolution of her character, how she went from being kind of like the victim in Marty's game and that quick little thing that he kind of put together, moving the family to the Ozarks and, you know, doing a little thing they call money laundering for the Mexican cartel. But she's evolved over the season. She's become the veracity of that relationship. And quite frankly, she kind of scares me. I mean, if I ever came across Laura Linney in real life, I think I would just go, whatever you want me to do, I will do.
Sometimes that series is too much for me. Like, I can't binge
it. It's intense.
It's way too intense. So you can watch a little bit at a time, but then I've got to take a breather. Woo, it is serious.
Yeah. And the one thing that for me, I think the pacing of Ozark is so well that I can get through a lot of it. Mm. A show that I'm watching right now that has the pacing of a snail is the new Dexter reboot. That's where I'm having a hard time getting through.
How many episodes are you in?
I'm in the ninth episode, and it just feels like I could have sliced off four episodes.
You probably could
have.
It did take a bit to get going, but once it did, it kind of got very Dextery, which I was
good
for.
Dextery.
Yeah, it's a new adjective, Dextery.
Yeah, Dextery. I mean, it includes, you know, black trash bags. It includes green Henleys.
Absolutely.
And lots of knives.
And only going, and my personal favorite, only going after those who deserve it. That's my personal favorite.
Dan Buffett is here with us this afternoon, and our movie segment is brought to you by Andrea's Steak Sauce and Andrea's Steakhouse. I'll have much more to say about them in just a couple of moments. Just taking us back to Ozark for a minute here, we haven't mentioned Julie Garner. And, you know, she's this character actress before she pops up on Ozark. And here's someone who steals scene after scene after scene as Ruthie. And that's been a great character development as well. So, I don't think Ozark's in that top tier of, you know, best dramas of all time, but it is captivating. It's a lot of fun, and I think people are looking for something to binge. And there we have it on Netflix today, right, Dan? What mm-hmm. else are you going to talk about this afternoon? There's not a lot of releases, right?
Not really. This is kind of the time where you see a lot of TV shows, like James Gunn's Peacemaker, and you see Yellowjackets, and you see you know, Ozark. And there's a lot of, this is one of the TV shows really push the gauntlet when the movies kind of get into the award season and the studios start dumping out those crappy movies. But for me, I think with Ozark's reputation, we'll have to kind of wait when it wraps up and then you think back on it. This fourth season is going to be everything as far as how they wrap it up and how it looks when we kind of think about it 10 years from now.
Yeah, because this, I said this earlier, and just for a point of clarification, this is the last season, right? They've already said
yes.
That. Yeah,
this is a two-part final season. So I think these are coming out now, and I want to say the other ones will come out before the end of the year.
Awesome. I really have had a little trouble just getting into some binging this year. A little hangover from last year with movies, and I'm looking forward to something. So I was happy to hear. I'd forgotten. A friend of mine mentioned it to me this morning. I'd forgotten it was coming out today, so I'm excited to get into it. I'm watching. Here's a show that I love, and I'm glad I just remembered because I almost forgot. Buffa, you've got to be a guy that watches The Righteous Gemstones on HBO Max.
I have watched the first two episodes, but then I stopped. But then I'm going to have to go back because there's a lot of talent in that show.
So have you watched it, Jane?
No.
All right, so this is Danny McBride.
I watched two episodes.
Yeah, you got to kind of have to be into Danny McBride's humor, and I think that Vice Principals was really funny as well. I thought that was a really good show with
Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins, who's one of my favorites. But this second season, which just started a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, of Righteous Gemstones, I think episode 4 might be this Sunday. John Goodman, you got a St. Louis connection in here.
John Goodman.
They started off this second season exceptionally strong. Really good. Cassidy Freeman, who plays the daughter, Amber, in particular, is really standing out. So for those people who watched episode or season 1 of The Righteous Gemstones, I think it's off to even a better start here in season 2, which is encouraging. Anything else we should cover this afternoon, Dan?
Well, I will say, you know, don't forget about the Ray Donovan movie. And I will, as a way that I was comparing with Dexter got a whole season. But Ray Donovan does more with the hour and 40 minutes of its movie finale than I think Dexter's done with the first 8 hours. So it just tells you that sometimes you want a lot of something, but maybe a smaller serving would be better. But I got to give a shout out to the Ray Donovan movie because I watched it again and it's really good.
Yeah, and the only hesitation I have on that is because I'm behind on Ray Donovan, but I really kind of want to watch the movie, so I may just suck it up and just see if I can catch up that way.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that, you know, when you're watching it, for people that haven't seen any of the series, I think you'll enjoy the thriller, the aspects of the movie, but you may not get the emotional steps, the emotional beats. But I think if you've watched enough of it, you'll still get the impact because they really go after the father-son dynamic on that show.
Let me tie something else in entertainment-wise this afternoon. I actually like this song by Adele quite a bit. You're a fan, Jane, right?
I love Adele.
I love Adele. Can I get it? But she is not making her fans happy right now. And I think it really is her
what
own
did
fault.
She do?
Well, she's got a residency that was supposed to start. People spent thousands of dollars on it, and she just canceled it. And she did this tearful. And people have spent a lot of money on airfare and other things. Now, I guess it's delayed, but here's Adele.
So sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID. I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed and I'm so sorry to everyone that's traveled again. I'm really, really sorry.
Okay, but here's the problem. And, you know, I was just out there for the Katy Perry residency. Katy Perry was able to pull it off. There's other residencies able to pull it off. She's somebody, and this pissed people off out there, you know, because I was out just 2 weeks ago. Adele was requiring not only proof of vaccination, but a negative PCR test, and you had to mask for that particular residency. Now, her fans, I guess, were
not
willing
enough
to do it. But if that's
not,
I mean,
then you should have never, ever put those conditions out there if you weren't going to live with it.
I don't buy this excuse that they couldn't have gotten ready because all the other shows were able to get ready.
I mean, this is the thing. I mean, you could just have her come out and sing. We don't need the big production.
Exactly.
We just give that woman a microphone and sing the
phone
book.
Don't even need a band. Right. Don't even need a band.
No band.
Right.
No band. No opener. She's the opener. She's the finisher.
That's right.
Well, it's Vegas, so there wasn't going to be, you know, it's a residency, so that makes it a little different because you want to do it up Vegas style.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens and if the residency comes back. But I talked to people out there that were so mad about the vax requirements and the PCR test, they just weren't going to go. Now, that wasn't going to hurt Adele because she was selling plenty of tickets, but I did find that interesting. All right, Buffa. Yeah. You have a great weekend, and we will talk next Friday.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
See ya.
438, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.